Welcome to the Berean Baptist Academy 2013 kindergarten graduation. If you would stand, please, and if you would take, reach underneath or in front of you and take out a hymn book, open it to number one in your hymn book. We're going to sing the song, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, God of Glory. This evening with a word of prayer, please. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to come, Lord, and to celebrate this milestone in the lives of these young people. Lord, these young people have learned and worked hard this year, and their teachers have worked hard to teach them. I pray that you would bless this program. May it, first of all, honor you this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Each morning at school, we have the pledge, sing the Star Spangled Banner, and pray.
Please join us as we start our workout the same way. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible.
Thank you. thank you so much for this great year. Please bless our program tonight. Help us to do a great job. Be with our families who are here in different places. We love you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, we would like to present a program based on the very homely caterpillar. It's a beautiful and fun children's book.
Mr. Eric Carle is the author of our book. He also created the illustration.
Came up and pop out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
He started to offer him some food.
A money if you want apple.
But he was too hungry.
Thank you. But he was still hungry.
On Friday, he ate through 5 oranges.
But he was still hungry.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Banana, banana, who? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana,
banana, who?
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Orange.
Orange, who?
Orange, you're glad I didn't say banana.
On Saturday, he ate through 1 piece of chocolate cake.
1 ice cream cone.
1 pickle.
1 slice of Swiss cheese.
1 slice of watermelon. 1 slice of salami.
1 lollipop.
One piece of kiwi pie.
1 sausage.
1 cupcake.
That night he had a stomach ache.
Bye.
turn into butterflies. God made them that way.
I know. Some caterpillars are not very pretty. They don't even look like butterflies.
Then, when they are changed, they become beautiful and they can fly. It's amazing what God can do.
Very pretty, and we don't look anything like Jesus.
But when we place our faith in Jesus and repent of our sins, the Bible says we become new creatures too.
Yeah.
Well, who in their right mind would want to follow those students? So let me right off the bat let you know that I'm not here to do anything more than fill time, okay? And they're getting ready, and as soon as they're ready, they'll come in. I'm not adding one extra moment to the program, but it is most appropriate that we are together on a Wednesday night, and oftentimes we do assemble on a Wednesday night to look at God's Word. So let's, if you have your Bible, or if you don't, just hear the Word of the Lord tonight. Let me remind you what the Scripture says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 6. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that he or she should go. Child, 50 of them up here tonight. 50 of them. 50 beautiful children. Every ethnicity was represented. Both genders were represented. And who's to tell that the future president of the United States wasn't standing on this stage? The next Billy Graham was standing on this stage. A Billy Sunday was standing on this stage. Someone that's going to change the world was standing on this stage. The Bible says, train up a child. Train up a child. We understand the concept of training, don't we? Training is hard work, isn't it? We love coaches that train teams well. We watch movies about coaches that take someone to the national championship. Mom and Dad, you're far more important than any coach on the planet. Let me say that one more time, because maybe you didn't hear it. Mom and Dad, you are far more important than any basketball, football, soccer, baseball coach on the planet. You have a tough job. I want to encourage you, young parents. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to enjoy these days. To enjoy them. I remember sitting as a father and saying, I wish you'd grow up. I'm not saying that anymore. Those were precious days. Seize those precious days. Make the most of them. Don't let them fly by in the busyness of life. I know we're all busy in this room with our busy schedules. Some of you are in the army and they are never satisfied. Some of you are in the medical profession and it seems like every day, it's 7 days a week. Take the time to train up your child in the way that he or she should go. Let me just give you a couple areas. I've just written down five. I'll be real quick. Five ideas. Number one, would you remind your child that they're made in the image of God? Remind your child that they were made by God. That God chose their gender. That God chose their ethnicity. That God has a plan for their lives. Would you remind your child that nearly every day? Take advantage of every opportunity you have, moms and dads, and remind your child that God picked your eye colors, that God picked your hair color, that God made you who you are. And then how about number two? How about gender distinctions? Would you remind your son or your daughter that God made them a girl or God made them a boy and God selected their ethnicity and that they should be thrilled with their ethnicity because God gave them that ethnicity and that no ethnicity is more important than another one or better than another one because God made them all, didn't he? In the world we're living in, how many of you parents out there would say, I think it's important to teach my child that God made them? Yes, thank you, sister. Any other public school, they're being taught that they're a product of evolution. That it was a cosmic accident that made them. Imagine that. I didn't see any cosmic accidents on this stage. I saw beautiful children made in the image of God. No cosmic accidents here. I saw a creator God making each and every boy and girl. So would you remind them on a regular basis, God made you. God made you. God selected your gender. God selected your ethnicity. And then let me give you number three. You see, we're working fast. Number three already. Your preacher's not this fast on Sunday morning. Number three. How about fearing God? that God is still to be feared. I believe we're living in a world in which we've stopped fearing God, that we've done everything we can to bring God down to our level. And he's our co-pilot and he's our homeboy. Let's not lose who God is. Let's remind our children that God made us and that someday we'll have to answer to the God for the life that we live. Let's remind them of that. Let's remind them when they're young like this and they listen to every word that you say. Let's take those truths and pack them into their hearts and minds. All right. Number four. How about as early as we can, as often as we can, there's a right thing to do and there's a wrong thing in every situation. It seems like the world that we're living in, there is no such thing as right and wrong anymore. It seems as though right is being wrong and wrong is right. And it's difficult to tell what's right and what's wrong. Many of us in this room can remember that day and age where if I told you I'd be there, I'd be there. There wasn't a need for a contract. My word was my bond. I think that we can still live that way if we teach our boys and girls there's something called integrity. But let's remember, moms and dads, let's all in this room, grandma and grandpa, let's remember a lot more is caught than taught. A lot more is caught than taught. You know how they see that. I know I'm preaching, so let me just back up just a little bit. I know you didn't come to hear preaching tonight. Came for a graduation. They're coming. They're getting ready right now. Teachers are working with them right now. They're going to begin their katsugans. What does your boy or girl learn when you say, tell them I'm not home? A whole lot more is caught than taught. Moms and dads, take it from a young man who grew up in a broken home. Can I admonish you to do everything you can to make your marriage work? Can I, as a young man who grew up in a broken home, can I encourage you, no matter what, to keep it together, to keep it together? And if there's already been an issue and you're both here, can I encourage you to get along? Can I just encourage you to get along? I'm here to remind you that they need you both. That they need a male in their life and they need a female in their life. That they need a mom, that they need a dad. And even if you're already past that, I'm not here to bring any condemnation. I'm just here to encourage you that even if you're down that road already, just get along. Just get along. Work together. Figure out how to make it happen on weekends and weeknights and just do it for them. And then number five. See, we're almost done. Number five. Can you do your very best to teach your boys and girls to work? To work. Train up a child. When do we train them up? When they're young. Use expressions like this. Let me help you. Your mom's not your maid. Pick up your own clothes. You can take your dishes to the counter. It starts early, moms and dads. It starts early. Pick up your own clothes. Everybody's got a job around the house. I'm 47 years old, so I'm not as old as many in this room, but I'm older than most. And I'm telling you, from my little perspective, we're losing our work ethic in America. This is the future generation right here. And let me just give it to you real plain, real simple. It's called a challenge. So that's what I'm doing right now. If you teach your son or daughter to be a worker, they'll be a leader. They'll be a leader. Because the workers are the leaders, because so many are lazy. The workers are the leaders. It'll happen by default. If you teach them how to be a hard worker, they'll become the leader. Because we're living in a society that's becoming progressively lazy. And so I just want to encourage you to do your very best. Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, mentor, stepfather, everyone that's involved, guardian, teach them to work. And then finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you, teach them about Jesus. Teach them about Jesus. Teach them about who Jesus is, that He is the Son of God, that He came, that He died on a bloody cross, that He rose from the grave 3 days later, and that no matter what everyone tells you, this is not a fictitious story. There was a Jesus who was born of a virgin, who lived a sinless life, died on a cross for the sins of the world, and all who put their faith in this truth we call the gospel will receive eternal life. Their sins will be forgiven, and God will grant to them eternal life. And the longer we stay on this planet, and the more we go into the future, the worse it's going to be. And the more it's going to be necessary for your child to be taught that important truth. Teach him about Jesus. Teach him about who he is and what he did. Father, I just pray right now your blessing upon these parents who are training up the next generation of preachers and teachers, leaders and politicians, scientists and doctors and dentists, workers and mechanics, and all kinds of godly occupations who, if it's done right and if they seek to glorify you, can do it in all kinds of ways. Would you, Father God, put your blessing on these parents? Would you fill them with energy to do what is difficult? And on those days when they've worked 10 hours and they're exhausted and there's still even more training to do, would you give them the strength and the grace to do it? God, I want to pray a special blessing right now on our single moms. I know, God, that they have the most difficult job in the room tonight. We pray, dear God, that you in your sovereign will would bring in to the life of a single mom a godly, godly husband who can help with the mission of training up these boys and girls that maybe are in single parent homes. We pray, dear God, for these marriages that perhaps are a little shaky right now, that this kindergarten graduation, seeing their son or their daughter up in front of them, would remind them of the love they had when that child was created, and that you would bind their hearts back together and renew them in a covenant of marriage. And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Wonderful to you. And it's appropriate that I pause and thank my Heavenly Father. Now the time has come that we've all been waiting for. The presentation of diplomas and certificates. So your children will be coming from the back. Graduates, remain standing, but friends and family may be seated. Now's that time that we've all been waiting for, the presentation of certificates, diplomas, and turning of tassels. Some have cords and sashes already around their necks, representing high academics, diligent workers, and servant leadership award. We will begin with Mrs. Kellett's class, Alexia Anderson. Talia Duncan. Brian DeZama, and he also earned the Bulldog Award. Alex Hall, who also earned the highest GPA in Mrs. Kellett's classroom. Teresa Hazlett. Yul Koh. Emmanuel Lawson, and he also earned the Bulldog Award. Chase Lewis Kenner. Jalen McCoy. Jackson Morton. Eli Osuna, who also earned the Servant Heart Award. Jaden Penny. Sayla Rocha. Lila Roman, who earned the second highest GPA in Mrs. Kellett's classroom, and Servant Hearts Award, Faith Sanders. Now, Ms. Kohler's K-5 class. Ariana Allen. Tyler Beach, and he earned the Servant's Heart Award. Yarseth Cecilio. Naomi Dews, and she earned the Servant's Heart Award. Jasony Ford. Joy Garvoy. Mari Haley. Sydney Hodges, and she earned the highest GPA in Ms. Kohler's classroom. Nick Howard. Charlotte Jensen, and she earned the Bulldog Award. Jordan Matthews. Devin Murray. Kamari Simmons. Lily Walters, and she earned the second highest GPA in Ms. Kohler's classroom. And Luke Warlock, and he earned the Bulldog Award. Finally, we have Mrs. Lawson's classroom. Shayna Battle. Christian Carter. Ethan Gore, and he earned the Bulldog Award. Miles Haley. Janelle Jackson. Jalen Jones. Hannah Grace Majors. Lee McMewen, and he earned the Servant's Heart Award. Brooklyn Murphy. Elise Perry, and she earned the Bulldog Award. Arrington Richardson. Javian Sanchez. Mayani Slater. Gabriella Searles with the highest GPA in Mrs. Lawson's classroom. Tyson Tran. Isabella Troya, and she earned the second highest GPA in Mrs. Lawson's classroom. Austin Williams. Leilani Willis, and she earned the Servant's Heart Award. Family and friends, I present to you the Berean Baptist Academy 2012-2013 kindergarten class and a future graduating class of 2025.
Thank you all for coming tonight. One quick announcement before we pray. If you have a K-5 student, we would ask that you would allow them to remain on the stage and send one parent up to the stage to get them. That way we can keep down on congestion and for their own safety. So send one parent to the stage to pick them up. Let's pray. Our gracious God, we're very grateful for the opportunity that you've given us to minister to these children, Lord, to speak into their lives your word and your truth. Father, I pray that you would protect them and keep them safe, Lord, not just physically, but spiritually. Lord, we pray that the truth that they've spoken tonight and the gospel that they have preached through word and song would grip our hearts through the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray that you would dismiss us with your blessings. In Christ's holy name, amen.